Welcome aboard Redwood Airlines. This is Kim, your pilot speaking. We'll be cruising at a volume of about 45 decibels, so fasten your seatbelts and get ready for takeoff. Greetings and thanks for joining me. Today I have a story by Cynthia Ryland. It's illustrated by Barry Moser, and it's called The Birdhouse. Once, a bright blue house stood beside a river. Birds loved this house. They were always flying by. Sparrows sat on windowsills, swallows slept in the chimney, wrens flew in and out, and a great barred owl roosted above the front door. A young girl who was walking along the river one day saw this house. She was a girl without a home or a family, and she had not been happy for a very long time. But when she saw all the birds around the bright house, her face lit up, and she stayed, hidden in the trees, to watch. Presently, the front door opened, and an old woman stepped outside. The birds all scattered and flew when the old woman appeared. All except the great barred owl. He never moved. But the scattering birds quickly came back. Nuthatches ran down the roof. Hummingbirds looked in through the windows, and a sweet cooing dove followed the old woman wherever she went. The young girl, hidden in the trees, was amazed. The next day, the birds were back at the bright blue house, and so was the girl. She watched as goldfinches hopped up and down the front steps, purple martins lined up on the eaves, and a large blue heron walked among the sunflowers. Again she watched as the old woman stepped outside and the birds scattered, all except the great barred owl. He never moved. On the third day, the girl came yet again to the house, and there were woodpeckers on the mailbox, blue jays on the shutters, and a pheasant on the welcome mat. And again, as the girl watched, the old woman appeared. But surprisingly, the birds did not scatter. This day, instead, they rose as one into the sky. The birds flew first east, then west, north, then south. They flew and formed perfectly a word, girl. The young girl saw this word in the sky, and she ran away as fast as she could. But the old woman stood still, watching the birds and trying to understand what they were telling her. For many days, the young girl was afraid to return to the bright blue house, afraid of being found out by the old woman. But the girl loved the birds so much that finally she could not stay away. She had to see them again. She returned and hid among the trees. She saw thrushes on the clothesline, starlings in the wheelbarrow, and cardinals all over the picket fence. But as soon as the door opened and the old woman stepped out, the girl jumped up and ran away. She did not want the birds to write anything in the sky again. This time, however, the birds did not move at all when the old woman appeared. They did not scatter. They did not fly. They did not write anything in the sky. They stayed on the clothesline, in the wheelbarrow, on the picket fence, perfectly still. Then one lone bird raised its wings to fly. The great barred owl, who never moved, suddenly lifted up. He lifted his enormous silent wings, and swiftly, surely, he swooped into the trees. And before she could get away, the young girl was caught in the owl's talons. He calmly held onto her shirt until the old woman, hearing the girl's cries, found them. The old woman was not really that surprised to see the girl. She took the child into the bright blue house, and she washed the dirt from the girl's face and fed her bread and beans. Then the old woman talked with her all through the night. And since that time, the girl has always lived with the old woman. Each day they step outside to tend the flowers or the pumpkins or perhaps just to take a walk. The birds are always there, and of course they always scatter when the door opens and the woman and the girl appear. All except one, the great barred owl. He never moves, but he always nods his head to the girl whenever she walks past, and the girl always smiles back.
Heard you in the early morn outside my window pane. I've heard you sing a happy song after a summer rain. I've heard you when I'm happy. I've heard you when I'm blue. You've sung so many songs for me. Now here's a song for you. I've heard you when I'm happy. Heard you when I'm blue. You've sung so many songs for me. Now here's a song for you. I've seen you in the forest tall, and I've seen you by the sea. Your wings, they fill the sky each fall, returning in the spring. If you should ever stay away, I don't know what I do. You've sung so many songs for me. Now here's a song for you. You should ever stay away. I don't know what I do. You've sung so many songs for me. Now here's a song for you. You've sung so many songs for me. Now here's a song for you.
About a thing, 'cause every little thing up this morning, smiled with the rising sun. Three little birds sit by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true. Singing, this is my message to you.
The whooping crane, the whooping crane, so big it's practically a plane. A splendid sight up in the air, it's lithe and light, but rather rare. It feeds in marshes, see it stoop, this brilliant bird that loves to whoop. This poem and the others that I'm going to read today are from a book called On the Wing, Bird Poems and Paintings by Douglas Florian.
Sitting on an oak, father riddled little lady-o, watching a tailor cutting out a coat, and it's hey-ho, said the sly little crow. Father riddled little lady-o, go and fetch my arrow and bow, father riddled little lady-o, and I will shoot yon sly little crow, and it's hey-ho, said the sly little crow. Father riddled little lady-o. I shot and I shot, but I missed somehow. Father riddle little lady-o, I missed that crow and I shot the old sow, and it's hey-ho, said the sly little crow. Father riddle little lady-o, go fetch me molasses on a spoon. Father riddle little lady-o, put this old sow's in an awful swoon, and it's hey-ho, said the sly little crow. Father riddle little lady-o. Thank you.
south, so it's hey-ho, said the sly little crow. Father, it'll little idy-o.
The Royal Spoonbill. How fortunate and opportune to have a nose that's like a spoon. Did you descend from royalty? And is your spoon for stirring tea? Or do you use it as a scoop for eating peas and drinking soup?
I heard a robin this morning. I'm feeling happy today. Gonna pack my cares in a whistle and blow them all away. What if I've been unlucky? I really haven't a thing. There's a time I always feel happy as a king. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along. Rain may fall in the evening, rain may fall in the night. When the robin sings in the morning, I know the sun is bright. I keep still when I hear him singing up in a tree. For the little angel of gladness brings happiness to me. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. Again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along. When the the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
The white-tailed kite. The wondrous white-tailed kite, a never-boring, soaring sight. As it glides on gull-like wings, a kite that flies but has no strings.
Two little blackbirds sitting on the wall. One named Peter, one named Paul. Fly away, Peter, fly away, Paul. Come back, Peter, come back, Paul.
Chickadees sitting on the floor. One flew away and then there were four. Chickadee, chickadee, happy and gay. Chickadee, chickadee, fly away. Four little chickadees sitting in a tree. One flew away and then there were three. Oh, chickadee, chickadee, happy and gay. Chickadee, chickadee, fly away. Three little chickadees don't know what to do. One flew away. Chickadees not having any fun. One flew away and then there was one.
Chickadee, chickadee, happy and gay. Chickadee, chickadee, fly away. One little chickadee sitting in the sun. He flew away and then there were nine. Chickadee, chickadee, happy and gay. Chickadee, chickadee, fly away.
Egret. On morning tide, an egret sat and gave the beach a feathered hat.
Three cross sat upon a wall, sat upon a wall, sat upon a wall. Three cross sat upon a wall on a cold and a frosty morning. The first craw, he couldn't find his maw, he couldn't find his maw, he couldn't find his maw. The first craw, he couldn't find his maw on a cold and a frosty morning. The second craw, he fleed awa the wall, he fleed awa the wall, he fleed awa the wall. The second craw, he fleed awa the wall on a cold and a frosty morning. The third craw, he couldna flee at all, he couldna flee at all, he couldna flee at all. The third craw, he couldna flee at all on a cold and a frosty morning. The fourth craw, he wasna there at all, he wasna there at all, he wasna there at all. The fourth craw, he wasna there at all on a cold and a frosty morning.
The Roadrunner. The Roadrunner darts down dusty roads in search of insects, lizards, and toads. Past tumbleweeds, it speeds for snakes, and catching them, turns on its brakes.
Twiddly-dilly-dee, 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 twiddly-dilly-dee.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet. Rock and Robin,
tweet, 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 tweet,
oh, Rock and Robin, 'cause it's really gonna and the tall oak tree. The wise old owl, the big black crow, flap their wings, singing go, 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 rock and robin,
tweet, tweet.
The bobbin was grand. It started going steady, and bless my soul, out popped the buzzard and the oriole.
The rocks in the treetop all day long,
hopping and a bopping and a singing his song.
All the little birds on Jaybird Street
love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin,
tweet, 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 tweet.
Rockin' robin,
tweet, 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 tweet.
Oh, rockin' robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Kookaburra sits in an old gum tree.
Kookaburra sits in an old gum tree.
Kookaburra sits in an old gum tree.
Kookaburra
sits in an old gum tree.
Kookaburra
sits in an old gum tree.
Kookaburra sits in an old gum tree.
Kookaburra
sits in an old gum tree.
Kookaburra sits in an old gum tree.
Kookaburra sits in an old gum tree.
Kookaburra sits in an old gum tree.
Kookaburra
sits in an old gum tree.
Kookaburra
sits in an old gum tree.
Kookaburra sits in an old gum tree,
Kookaburra sings in the bush gum tree.
Laugh, Kookaburra laugh,
Kookaburra gay.
Laugh, Kookaburra laugh,
Kookaburra gay.
Laugh, Kookaburra laugh,
Kookaburra gay.
Your life must be.
I'd like to say some goodbyes to Avery, Rylan, Finn, Max, Alma, Athena, Nova, Nigella, Nico, Isabella, Lila, Asa, Lila, Kiko, Lori, Miriam, Madeline, Josiah, Cyrus Crow, Flora, Farron, Melina Sky, India, Scarlett, Oscar, Murphy, Gracie, Nora, Ronan, Amelia, Eric, Landon, Abora, Lane, Dawes Riley, Elijah, Laylan, Caitlin, Forrest, Neela, Narrally, Denise, Jade, Maya, Savannah, Gage, Hadley, Sawyer, Zoe, Malcolm, Graham, Aiden, Adele, Pat, Jay, and everyone within the sound of my voice. So, until next time.
Thanks for listening, Bedford Earlines.